Researchers say that people who run fish farms might benefit by raising more vegetarians. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Aquaculture is the fastest growing sector of the world food economy. Many people think growing fish on farms will help take the pressure off fish in the wild, but some researchers warn that might not be the case. They say many aquaculture operations raise carnivorous species. The fish they're raising eat other fish, and that means catching a lot of fish at sea to feed the ones in captivity. Albert Taken is an aquaculture specialist with the Sea Grant program at the University of Hawaii. Taken says many fish farms started to raise salmon during the 1990s, and now they're looking to raise fish such as tuna, halibut, and flounder. These fish are carnivores, and the aquaculture operators feed them meal and oil that's produced from other fish caught in the wild. Taken says that puts pressure on wild populations of fish, and it also puts economic pressure on the fish farmers.
For those people that are growing more carnivorous species like salmonids, they are heavily reliant on the use of fish meal and fish oil as ingredients. And the problem with these ingredients is that they come from a finite resource. And as competition increases for these resources, the price of these products increases. So it means every year there's more competition. Every year the price is going up. So it means for the farmers to remain profitable, they have to really look at alternative, cheaper resources.
Those alternatives could be new kinds of feed that use more vegetable material and less fish oil. And Taken says other options include raising more vegetarians. That could include fish such as tilapia and catfish and mollusks such as scallops, mussels, and oysters. Taken says that would lower some of the cost of running fish farms and it would protect fish in the wild. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.